Lightning illuminates the clouds with a green hue. The letters LGF flash in. Lionsgate Films, a Lionsgate Entertainment company. At dawn, surf gently laps a beach. Rays of brilliant sunlight burst through thick clouds, which stretch over a horizon of dark ocean. Text appears, based on true events. In the morning, a muscular man farmer carries luggage from a suburban home to the open hatchback of an SUV parked in the driveway. He lifts the largest suitcase and places it in the car. He loads the three remaining bags one by one, including a heavy vertical case and a small mesh bag. He closes the hatch and gets in the front. He opens a flip phone and hits speed dial. He presses the leather case cell phone to his ear. His brow furrows.
Hey, Don, it's Daniel. Listen, don't put the boiler in until I get back. The framing inspection isn't for a couple of weeks, so we've got plenty of time. And I'll check in with you guys in a couple of days, okay? Take care. Bye.
He stares off, then checks his wristwatch before dialing again. In a kitchen, a blonde woman cradles a phone while packing a charger.
First thing I would do is try to find another producer. There's got to be somebody else in town who can help us out just for the pregame. Hold on just a second, Cal. Hey, just one second.
He opens his mouth to speak, then shakes his head incredulously.
I gotta go. Call me back if you need me. Good luck. Okay, bye. Hey, I'm so sorry.
What's up?
Hey, I got stuck on the phone with Cal. Yeah, the crew hasn't even made it to the arena yet. It's not good.
She slings the laptop bag over her shoulder and walks out the front door.
I don't know what they're gonna do.
She tries the lock.
Are all the lights out?
Nope, they're all on.
Daniel grins as she sits beside him.
Just checking.
She smiles broadly at him.
Are you sure you want to load that thing with you? I don't even think we can get online there.
Well, we can, I checked.
He gives her a pointed look as they buckle up. She looks at him and shifts her eyes.
All set?
Let's just try to remember it.
He screws up his mouth and cocks his head.
It's Cal. Hey, just a second.
She lowers the phone.
This is supposed to be a vacation.
I know. Boy, do we need one. Hey, what's up?
He dons sunglasses.
Well, that could work.
Listening, she nods as he backs up. The car pulls forward and turns, heading down the driveway. A propeller spins on the wing of a flying plane. Credits appear. Blanchard Ryan. In the cabin, Daniel reads a book. The blonde Susan leans toward him. Daniel Travis. He points out a passage in the book. She smiles and shakes her head. Later, they are engrossed in conversation. Susan beams. The plane descends. A bird soars over a lush tropical beach beside turquoise waters. Saul Stein. Estelle Lau. On the beach, people in swimsuits walk past an iguana. Chaise lounges line the beach. Dan and Susan lie on a pair wearing swimsuits. He removes a cap and sunglasses.
I'm gonna get wet.
All right.
He hands her his glasses and walks toward the water. She polishes the lenses and looks through them. A gull swoops by as Daniel wades into the green-blue surf. He dives athletically and paddles out. A title appears, Open Water. The jagged coastline snakes around the island. A hummingbird sucks nectar from a fruit. A white lizard waits on a tree trunk. Daniel lounges in a hotel room bed using the laptop.
Hey.
Hey.
We're all set for the morning. We have to be at the dock at 8:30.
She spots the laptop. He shoots her a guilty look, then smiles.
Did you have a nice shower?
Yes.
Great.
I'm so glad I made you bring this. Scattered thunder showers tomorrow night late.
Looks like it's going to be crowded on the boat tomorrow. I hope it's not a cattle boat.
But we'll just do our own thing. Did you ask?
No, but they seem pretty relaxed. Why is it so hot in here?
Air conditioner's busted.
Figures.
We didn't come for the room.
That's for sure.
Considering how much time we had to put this whole thing together, I'm amazed we got any.
I'm not complaining.
Yes, you are. All right, I'm done. Want to check your email?
Nope. I'm on vacation, remember?
He shuts the laptop. Outside, a man hacks a coconut with a machete, removing the skin. He cuts a hole, spilling clear liquid, then buries the blade in the chopping block. Later, Susan sips from the coconut with a straw, then shares it with Daniel. Elderly tourists dance on a boat tour. A mannequin head wears braids. A breast-shaped mug bears the words Little Sipper. Susan models a woven necklace for Daniel, then returns it to a stand. She grabs a small mirror and adjusts her straw hat. A tourist snaps a photo of Daniel and Susan posing together. Daniel smiles as he takes the camera. Susan grins, positioning the camera for a vertical photo. Daniel laughs, sticking his head in a plastic shark's mouth. On a patio, Susan and Daniel eat lunch. She nods while he says something. At sunset, pink waves lap the beach. The couple carries their footwear, walking barefoot through the foaming surf. At night, a lighthouse lamp spins, rotating an amber beam through the navy blue sky. In the bathroom, Daniel and Susan brush their teeth side by side at the sink. He moves to spit, but she ducks her head over the sink. He lowers his brush and raises his brow. She grins. Later, Susan lies in bed reading with white cream on her nose. Completely naked, she smiles at Daniel as he gets in and pulls a sheet over his nude body. He also wears cream on his nose. He shuts off the bedside lamp and meets Susan in a kiss.
But that tasted good.
She rolls over, puts her magazine on the nightstand, and shuts off the lamp. She removes her glasses and puts them aside. She turns to face him. They snuggle and begin to make out.
You too.
Yeah, it's different. I'm a girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They stare lovingly at one another.
So how are you?
Fine. A little stressed still, I guess.
Just about work?
Yeah, work. Life.
Maybe I can get you to think of something else.
Her smile fades as she stares at him.
You okay?
I might not be in the mood.
Something like you might be a second ago.
Could go either way, I guess.
Maybe I can give you a little nudge.
She wraps her arm around his neck and kisses him deeply. She pulls away and stares at the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood.
That wasn't the direction I was trying to nudge you in.
Sorry. I'm just tired.
It's been a long day.
She nods, then turns her face toward him.
We can talk.
Nah, you're right. We should get some sleep. I'm wiped.
He turns his back to her. Later, she flips the bed's lamp switch. Susan sits against the headboard, blinking sleepily. Daniel kneels on the bed, surveying the ceiling and holding a rolled-up magazine. Susan spots something on the wall and pokes Daniel with her foot. He creeps in the direction she's looking. She moves forward, but he stays her with his hand. Focused on the wall, he cocks the magazine. He swats. A digital clock reads 6:30. Daniel presses it, then turns on the bed lamp and rolls onto his back as Susan covers her face. Daniel turns toward her and rubs her bare back. Waves crash against the rocky shoreline. Large homes are built into a lush hill which slopes up from the shore. A strip mall sign reads, "Dive Shop." Exotic fish swim. Tourists crowd a docked boat fiddling with scuba gear. Daniel screws a breathing apparatus onto his tank. Beside him, Susan works on a tank connected to a hot pink harness. Water froths as the boat pulls away from the dock. Tourists socialize beside lines of oxygen tanks on the lower deck. A middle-aged man with folded arms talks to a woman with short hair. Beside them, a college-aged bro makes undulating hand gestures to his buddy, then points down violently. Daniel and Susan lounge against their gear, talking quietly. Susan looks up. Exhaust fumes waft around a tour guide who stands at the end of the boat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the world-famous Reef Explorer. My name is Davis. I'm going to be one of the guides on board the vessel today. Also driving the boat, we have Linder and Junior. Junior's going to be the next guide on board our vessel. We're going to be heading out to a dive site called Magic Kingdom. Now, things you want to look for down there on this dive. Spotted eels, spotted morays. We look for stingrays in the sand. There's angelfish, parrotfish, trumpetfish, rock beauties.
Are there any big fish like sharks or anything?
Yeah, we're going out in the open ocean, so chances are you probably might see a shark or three. But, you know, like I tell everybody, if you see a shark and you don't want to see it, close your eyes. No problem.
The couple grins.
Sharks over here are not very aggressive towards human beings, so therefore you don't have to really worry about sharks.
Okay.
Okay? All right, other than that, guys, enjoy the ride out.
In open ocean, frothy bubbles trail in the ship's wake. Davis walks around the deck with a clipboard counting the tourists. He stands on the gunwale and boosts himself to count people on the upper deck. He steps down and writes on the clipboard. He walks past Daniel and Susan, who sit chatting, and sets the clipboard down. The number 20 is written on lined paper. Daniel says something and Susan laughs. Sunlight sparkles on undulating ocean water.
Yes.
Tourists load shoes and clothing into mesh bags and shove them beneath the benches. Daniel and Susan now wear wetsuits. Daniel stows his mesh bag beneath his bench. A small spherical buoy floats beside the boat. On board, Susan pulls her hair back into a ponytail.
Okay, guys, if I could just have your attention for just a few minutes, we're going to be entering the water in a minute. Once we assist everybody into their gear, what we want you to do is have the buddy system enter the water first. Once the buddy systems are in the water, we're going to have the guided divers, and myself, Linda, and Junior is going to help you guys get into the water. Linda is our surface support, so if you surface a distance away from the boat, you want to let her know that you are okay. This is how you let her know you're okay, by giving her a big hold over your head. If you're not okay, you do the international distress signal. International distress signal is simple, very easy to do. It's like this. Help! Okay? All right? Very easy, very simple. Once everybody's in the water, we want you to make your way over to the white pill ball. There's a white pill ball we have in the stern of the boat. We want you to,
I'm sorry.
You didn't bring your mask?
I brought it. I don't know what happened. I'm just supposed to be here. Sorry, everybody. I'm just, you know, anxious to dive. I don't want to. Do you have extra masks on the...
Linda, did you bring an extra mask?
You have an extra mask, Linda?
No, I don't have an extra mask.
Oh. Anyone? Does anyone have an extra mask?
No.
You know,
I'll... Without a mask.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you, Travis. Davis. I'm sorry, guys. Go on.
All right, guys. The dive is going to be at a maximum depth of 60 feet, so therefore we're going to be down there for about 35 minutes.
The angry tourist rummages through his bag. Underwater, ladders drop over the boat side. Wearing oxygen cylinders on their backs, the divers enter the water.
I'm going to put myself on in the water.
A bro holds flippers. He puts on his breathing apparatus and dives in. Daniel walks to the side of the boat. Another diver takes Susan's hand and helps her to the edge. Daniel dives in, followed by Susan. Text appears, 9:45 a.m. They tread water, facing one another. The angry tourist runs a hand through his receding hair.
You ready?
Yep.
They submerge. More divers enter the water. The divers crowd the surface around the boat's rear. They swim downward, propelled by flippers. Watermelon-sized bubbles spew from their masks as they glide over coral. Susan kicks through the water, followed by Daniel. Around them, a dozen divers exhale bubble jets. On the sandy ocean floor, divers survey a boulder. A female diver surfaces. Linda watches from the boat holding a handrail. A male diver surfaces.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I can't equalize my ears. Okay, are you going to board the dive or trying again to equalize?
I don't think I can go down.
All right, do me a favor. Inflate your BC, put the regulator in your mouth, and swim back towards the platform.
Okay.
She puts her mouthpiece in and climbs on the boat.
Up, stand up. Stretch your knees up.
The two divers board the vessel. Observing them, Junior picks up the clipboard and scrawls on it. He sets it down. Three tallies are written beside the 20.
How was it down there?
We didn't get down.
You didn't? Why not? What happened?
I couldn't clear.
Yeah, I couldn't get my ears to take off.
It's rough sometimes. I know it's happened to me a couple times.
You all right?
You feel all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
The mask.
Mind if I borrow this? Okay? I'll bring it right back. Yeah. Saving time, yeah?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you. You're wonderful. I love you.
He pulls on his wetsuit.
Are you going down now?
Yeah, Linda, I'm going down. Hallelujah.
Well, the only problem I have is you don't have a buddy right now.
I don't need a buddy. I've been dying all my life.
Unfortunately, you do from our boat, sir.
Your boat? Give me a break. Find a buddy for me. Someone down there coming back up. Can you dive with me? Huh?
Unfortunately, if I don't find a buddy, I can't let you go, sir.
Even hello, high water. I'm diving, Linda. Find someone.
Can you dive for me?
Help me. Come on, dive. Yeah. What's your name?
You go over there?
Can you go? Brian.
All right, thanks.
Brian?
Yes,
sir. Find yourself a cigar, buddy.
He dons his gear.
Slap this puppy on. All set?
Yep, sir. Your regulator.
Good.
this one.
Got to have one of those.
He jumps in. Brian dives.
Thank you. There's a place in heaven for you. I love you. Thank you.
Linda steps away as the two men submerge. Underwater, Daniel does a front flip. Susan swims up to him and grabs his harness, pulling him close. Susan waves as Daniel snaps a photo with an underwater camera. Susan and Daniel pet a small shark. Susan looks at him and puts her hand to her regulator as if to giggle. An eel sticks its head from an alcove. Susan slithers her arm. A green eel swims. Daniel swims up to the gaping creature and runs his hand along its flat, wavering body. A fish gulps, then swims away. Susan kicks through the water. Daniel studies a long-spotted fish with two dorsal fins. Susan approaches from behind and grabs his shoulders. A diver surfaces and taps his own head. Divers collect the buoys and board the boat. The angry tourist and Brian surface. They high five.
Yeehaw! That was quick, my man.
Junior surveys as more divers board the vessel, counting them off with tally marks. Beneath the surface, the spotted fish swims. Daniel gestures for Susan to look ahead and they swim forward. The angry tourist and Brian climb the boat ladder.
Yeah, I'm good. You good?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
He speaks to Brian's companion.
Thanks a lot. You're an angel. I needed that.
Junior draws the 13th tally.
Oh, great. You see that shark down there?
Yeah.
Linda helps the angry tourist with his tank. As Brian climbs aboard, Junior draws another tally. The angry tourist pulls off his wetsuit top. Two more tourists climb aboard. Junior checks them off. Another diver swims toward the ladders. Daniel and Susan swim above the coral. A man slides a cooler into a pile of scuba gear on the deck. He takes a soda and returns it to its nook, then slides the gear back. Tourists mill about the deck. Junior points and counts.
Have you ready to enjoy that day?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Sure. 20 tallies are written below the number 20. Junior scribbles on the pad. He sets it down. The number 20 is struck through.
Okay, we got that, bud.
Daniel and Susan swim together. The boatmen reel in the buoys and raise the ladder. The propeller spins and the boat starts off. Mingle. One of the bros talks to Junior with a scooping gesture. A couple lounges on the bow. Davis describes something to the angry tourist. The angry tourist nods. Two rope loops on the tank rack are empty. Daniel signals for Susan to look around. The two of them observe the empty water surrounding them. They each signal a shrug and swim toward the surface. Clouds roll in the sky above. They surface, removing their snorkels and regulators. Susan looks around.
Daniel, where's the boat?
A spot sits on the horizon.
That's a good question.
Another in the opposite direction.
I guess it's one of those.
You've got to be kidding me.
It better be one of those.
Well, which one do you think?
I don't know.
They wave their arms, signaling the distant vessel.
Did you get us lost?
No.
So we're in the right spot?
Yes. I'm 90% sure.
90%? Why only 90%?
Because the boat's not here. There's a coral head exactly 42 feet below us. I marked it on the way down.
He presses his goggles to his face and looks beneath the water.
Yeah, I can still see the stalks.
The stalks?
Yeah. There's a three-prong, like, fork thing right below us.
You're unbelievable. You can find some obscure little coral formation in the middle of the ocean, but you get lost going to my mother's.
I need an incentive.
You love my mother.
They continue to wave.
They obviously cannot see us.
I think it's time to swim?
Swim where?
I don't know. I think that one's the closest.
Honey, it's a bad idea.
Why?
Because we're not sure if that's our boat. And if it's not our boat, then that means we could be swimming farther from our boat. Besides, you know how far away that is?
It's really far.
It's further than that. And if it's not our boat, they could pull away at any time. And then our fucking boat, wherever the hell it is, will have a hell of a time trying to find us.
They bob in the vast ocean. Daniel raises an arm toward a boat. Susan waves both arms to the other one, then puts on her snorkel.
You going somewhere?
Just my face.
She pokes her head beneath the surface, holding on to Daniel's shoulder. Daniel looks overhead, shading his eyes with a hand. A small plane soars above them. Susan looks up and removes her snorkel.
I hate to tell you this, but
I didn't see anything that looked like any kind of coral formation. Could you just show me? I'd just feel better.
Sure.
They don their snorkels. They both look below. Daniel spins around, searching. He and Susan look up.
See, I didn't see anything.
Shit.
What?
You don't see it because it's not there.
So does that
just
mean?
Just since we surfaced, we're drifting.
Well, shit. Well, what does that mean? Should we swim? God, Daniel, we've wasted all this time.
Honey, I hate to tell you this, but swim or not, we're going where this current decides.
Are they moving?
They look towards one of the boats.
Hey! Yes!
Oh, God. Please let this be them.
Oh, finally.
Gotta be, right?
Yes.
They're coming right this way.
Yep.
They wave.
You realize that's the distress signal.
We're in distress.
The boat cruises. On a coastal beach, a child jumps from an inflatable trampoline into the clear water. A toddler digs a hole in the sand. Another smiles broadly as the surf washes her away. A pelican tosses back its beak. The tourists get off the boat. Daniel's mesh bag sits beneath the bench. Susan and Daniel float, specks in a horizon of water. Dark clouds loom in the distance.
Daniel, did you just pee?
Yep.
You're so disgusting.
You said you were a little cold.
A dorsal fin crests the surface. A black figure swoops within the water.
Daniel, was that a shark?
Maybe. Or a dolphin.
If it was a dolphin, you'd be on your way over there to play with it. You obviously think it was a shark. That's all we need right now.
That's okay. You were petting a shark less than an hour ago.
Please, that was nothing but a big old catfish. It was more than 2 hours ago. You know, now I'm starting to really get cold.
He pulls her close.
Close.
They also said the boat would be here.
They put on their masks and look underneath them. A large shark skirts the ocean floor. Daniel draws a knife from a sheath on his calf. Susan looks around desperately.
It's gone. It was probably just curious. A couple bodies floating out in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure that's not something he sees every day.
Oh, Daniel, where the hell are they?
She spots the knife clenched in his hand.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It makes me feel better.
So what do we do if it comes back?
I don't know.
Do we splash? Do we stay still? You're the one that watched Shark Week.
First off, we should be in a cage.
No, we should be on land.
Sharks are attracted to wounded fish.
Okay.
So I guess we should just not splash around too much. Try to stay still.
Oh, God. Okay. I can't stand not knowing what's under me. I'm just gonna look, okay?
Okay.
They peer beneath them. Light reflects off various expanses of open water.
Okay.
1:30 p.m.
Katherine Hepburn and Nick Nolte and Grace Quigley and Nick Nolte and John Malkovich in Mulholland Falls. How's that for quick?
That was quick.
All right, it's your turn.
You know, I really just don't feel like playing.
Okay. You hungry?
Of course.
I'm starving.
Oh, shit.
What?
You know, something just bit me or...
What, where?
Or I don't know. It's right down by my ankle. Oh, God, it kills.
He looks down.
God damn it! Burns!
I don't see anything.
Did it get you?
Yes!
What is it?
I don't know, but that fucker really stung me. It hurt.
I was trying to tell you.
Let's get the hell out of here.
They swim backward. A jellyfish floats behind them. Jellyfish float all around them, flapping their translucent bodies. Susan's legs thrash as she kicks through the water. They both paddle backward, lying on their backs.
Okay, wait.
They stop.
I think I'm worried for a moment.
Is that far enough?
Anything? You got anything?
No.
Damn, those fuckers stung.
I know.
Where'd they get you?
On my hand and on my leg.
Through your wetsuit?
I don't know. I guess so.
God. Are you okay?
No. I'm not okay. Are you okay? I mean, how can we possibly be okay?
Come on, honey. I know. I'm sorry. This really sucks, but we're gonna get through this, okay?
Okay. Okay. I know. Oh, God, okay. Okay. I've just never heard of anything so fucked up in my entire life. I mean, who has ever heard of two people getting left in the middle of the ocean before?
I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
Where?
Dive magazines. It's a lot more common than you think.
Well, thanks for telling me when we got certified.
A school of fish swims under the couple.
Oh my God. Oh, Daniel. Oh God, please let this be them. Oh God, I don't even care if it is them. Just let them see us and pick us up.
Come on.
Oh God.
They wave to a distant boat.
I don't think they can see us.
Daniel wets his goggles. He holds them up, tilting them in an attempt to reflect the sun's glare. Susan follows his lead.
Wish we had more sun.
I can't see us.
I know.
Yeah.
Daniel hangs his snorkel around his neck. He dips his face and blows bubbles.
Stay close.
Susan takes his arm and pulls him close to her.
What if they don't know we're missing?
There's no way. They took a head count on the boat. I saw it. Our stuff is on board. We have their tanks. And we know we've drifted.
It may take them a while, but they will find us.
I hate to tell you, but I think my Dramamine's wearing off.
You getting nauseous?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I could kill those fuckers.
I know. It's just all this going up and down on the waves, I think.
You're probably getting dehydrated.
Yeah? Well, we can't drink the water, right?
No. I should have told you that before. You didn't, did you?
A little.
Oh, honey, stop. It'll give you diarrhea. It'll make you even more dehydrated.
Great. Shark Week?
Disasters at sea. History Channel.
I guess this means I'm gonna have to stop complaining about you watching so much television, huh?
Glad to know I'm gonna get something out of this.
I'm really, really not feeling well.
Oh, honey.
I think maybe if I took my weights out, then it wouldn't pull on me so much.
Just keep the belt, drop the weights.
Small weights plummet to the sandy bottom.
Let's see him try to charge us for those. Oh, hey, let's put our gloves on. How are you staying?
They're there. It's actually the one thing I think the salt water is actually helping.
They don rubber gloves.
This glove isn't helping, though. Oh, God.
Your stomach's back?
I don't feel very good.
All right. Why don't you lay back for a little bit?
Yeah?
Yeah, just lay back.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got you. Just relax. There you go.
Okay.
She lies back.
Just for a few minutes.
Just relax. Close your eyes.
Daniel. I have to pee.
Okay.
This will be warm for a minute.
Thanks.
Susan floats on her back with her eyes closed, alone in the water. Four forty p.m. Sharks circle Susan as she lolls atop the water. Her body jolts and she looks around. Behind her, a shark swims away.
Daniel? Daniel! Daniel!
She spins around.
Oh, God, Daniel!
She spots a far-off figure.
Daniel! Daniel!
She waves. As she kicks toward him, blood dilutes in the water around her legs. Daniel floats motionless. A shark swims past him, its dorsal fin nearly grazing his head. He stirs. Susan kicks toward him. Daniel's gaze darts about as he gets his bearings.
Susan! Susan!
Daniel, over here!
Susan! Susan!
Daniel!
He begins to swim toward her. They come together and embrace.
Oh, thank God.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay. I got you. I got you.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. You okay?
What happened? Where did you go?
I must have fallen asleep and we drifted apart.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You scared the hell out of me.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh,
my God.
It's okay.
How long are we sleeping? God, I'm so out of it.
Jesus. We've been
Stay
in the water.
Over here.
We've been in the water for 7 hours.
Oh, God, Daniel, I feel something on my leg.
What?
I don't know. It hurts.
Is your sting?
It's the wrong leg. Oh, my God, it really hurts. Let me just try to get it. Take a look.
She lifts it.
I don't see anything.
I can't. Is it on the back?
All right.
I can't feel it. It hurts all over the whole thing. Just leave it alone, okay? Don't tap. I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it.
Something's touching it.
It's not me, honey. I'm not here. My hands are right here.
Something is tapping on it.
I will take a look. Take
Jesus.
A look.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, I feel sick.
Tiny fish swim around Susan's legs. Daniel inspects wounds on her calf. He looks from the semicircular array of tooth punctures to the deep ocean horizon. Again, he inspects the bite. He surfaces.
I'm sorry, honey. I threw up.
That's okay. Fish gotta eat too. Speaking of which, that thing pecking at your leg, it's just a little cleaner fish.
Well, what about my leg?
Just a little cut.
Tell me, how did I get cut?
I don't know. Maybe you rubbed up against my knife while we were sleeping or something.
Oh, come on. It wasn't a shark, was it? Oh, my God.
God, no, honey.
Are you sure?
No. If it was a shark, your leg would be gone.
Great.
At most, it was a teeny little barracuda just checking to see if you tasted good.
Oh, God. Is it deep?
No, it's not deep. Let's swim out of this puke.
Okay.
Come on.
They paddle backward.
Yeah.
They stop.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I know how much you hate this for that. You want to rinse your mouth out a little bit?
Yeah.
Just don't swallow any, okay? Just spit it back out.
Oh, God. I can still feel that tapping.
What, the fish?
Yeah.
Try not to focus on them. Just relax.
Okay. What is it, honey? Are you okay? What is
it's a leg
it, honey?
Cramp. It's a leg cramp.
Can I help you? Is there anything I can do?
I got it. Ouch.
We are really falling apart, aren't we?
A shark surfaces in front of them.
Oh, God. Oh, honey. Oh, God. Oh.
They're gone.
Jesus, Daniel. What kind are they?
The big ones.
No, I'm serious. Are they the bad kind?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
They hold each other, glancing around the opaque surface. Daniel puts on his snorkel. He looks down. Face to face with a shark, he pulls back.
No, be still. Just splash around.
Oh my God, this can't be normal.
The shark circles them. Daniel cups Susan's head.
Honey.
Are they gone?
The dark water undulates.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know what's worse, seeing them or not seeing them.
Seeing them.
Clouds roll overhead. Daniel slumps in the water, the camera floating beside him. He looks miserably across the endless surface of the ocean. A shark's fin rises, then dips beneath it.
Unbelievable! This is truly unfucking believable!
Susan's eyes clench.
And the best part is that we paid to do this. We paid to be out here. We paid those incompetent fuckers to drop us out in the middle of the fucking ocean. We wanted an ocean view. Boy, did we get it! Those fuckers.
Susan stares off dispassionately. She faces him.
You feel better?
I wouldn't exactly call it better.
You finished yelling?
I could be.
Well, good. You're not the only one stuck out here, you know.
What, are you mad at me?
No.
Why, because I was yelling?
No.
She turns away.
Fine. You be mad. It's a great vacation, honey, isn't it?
She briefly spots a fin's tip.
So now we've entered no talking phase, huh? Could you maybe answer one last question? Has this somehow over the hours become my fault?
She glares pointedly, mouth agape.
Let's just drop it.
Of course. You believe what you want to believe, but I know for certain that we were in the right spot.
It's not just a matter of being in the right spot, it's being there on time!
We were on time! We were early! He said 10:30!
We always have to cut it so close! For God's sake, can't it kill us once to stay with the group? We always have to do everything differently than everybody else! God, we shouldn't have spent so much time with that goddamn eel!
Well, that was a nice touch. Adding we, especially since you wanted to have nothing to do with that fucking eel. Do you honestly, seriously, honey, do you honestly think that we got left behind because we were late? I'm serious. Do you have any idea how idiotic that sounds?
Oh, so now I'm an idiot?
Well, we are where we are, aren't we?
Yeah, fine. Yes, because of me.
You refused to swim.
Oh, yeah.
My God, there were boats all around us, and you refused. And now, look. Look around us. We are stuck in the middle of the ocean with nobody.
Even if we had been swimming for the last 5 hours, we would not be any closer to a boat than we are now. The only reason we are even out here in the first place is because of your fucking job.
What?
And if it were not for your job, we would not have thrown our plans out the window, rushed around to the last minute, and settled on this fucking trip. We would be at home in the middle of our hectic lives, which right now sounds like heaven to me. And in a month's time, as we planned seven months ago, we would be where we were supposed to be in the first place and paying less than we are now to be shark bait. God damn it.
I can't even believe you'd bring all that up right now. You were the one that picked the dates.
Oh, yeah, of my whopping two choices, this was the better date.
I wanted to go skiing.
Oh, God.
Underwater, sharks circle the couple. A massive freight vessel cruises the ocean. Daniel and Susan face the distant boat, waving their arms above their heads. Exhausted, they lie back. Smoke rises from the ship as it heads away from them. Later, they float wearing dazed expressions. Layers of thick cloud obscure the sinking sun. Susan clutches Daniel's harness. Daniel looks up. Birds circle above them. They spot a far-off buoy.
I can't believe how far we've drifted.
Think the current will take us over there?
Hopefully. How's your leg?
It's okay. You know, relatively, but it's okay.
All right, let's go for it.
They get on their backs and kick. A gull hovers close to the water. A shark surfaces, scaring it off. Daniel clutches his knife. He looks behind him toward the buoy. Susan stares at him.
I love you.
I love you. We're gonna be fine. Other people go on vacations and spend their days just laying around, eating and drinking.
Well, it sounds pretty great right now.
Actually, yeah, it does.
They resume kicking.
We have a story we're going to be telling for the rest of our lives.
Daniel.
What?
Look. Wait.
She pulls out hard candies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, I've got five of them. Look.
Where on earth did those come from?
Oh, you know how dry my mouth gets when I'm diving? I wanted to put them in the dive bag, but you had them, so I stuffed them in here at the last minute.
I never thought anything could taste so good.
Just hold me for a second, okay? I gotta make sure we don't lose these ones.
You got it.
Okay.
A shark swims near the surface.
Yeah. What is it? Are you all right?
Daniel clutches Susan. The knife drops to the ocean floor.
Oh, my God!
A shark splashes in the water in front of them, then dives. It swims beneath their feet.
I don't see it.
Are you okay? Are you
good? I don't know.
Daniel dunks briefly. She looks down. Blood clouds the water seeping from Daniel's gory calf wound. A shark turns back toward them.
My leg is still there, right?
Okay, yeah.
I can feel it.
Okay.
A shark bats the floating camera.
Those are bad. Okay.
You gotta put something on it.
Okay, it is bleeding, so... okay.
It's bad, isn't it?
No.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's not that bad. It's not that bad, okay? It's not that bad.
Put something on it.
All right, I'm going to tie something around it. Just keep breathing for me, okay?
I'm breathing.
All right.
God, it fucking hurts.
Tie my weight belt around it. Wait.
Ow.
She dons her snorkel and regulator as Daniel writhes.
I can't.
She dives.
Oh, my God.
Through the murky blood, Susan tightens her belt around Daniel's thigh. The setting sun dips into clouds, casting orange light across the dark ocean. A figure passes a fire burning on the beach. The moon glows above reeds. A lizard's eye darts. People walk around a bustling marketplace. A bartender pours a cocktail into a martini glass while a patron carries two drinks from the bar top. Partygoers cut it up on the dance floor. A blonde woman raises her hands above her head, shaking her hips. A circle of hand-holding dancers expands and contracts. Moonlight glistens on rippling black water. 11:30 p.m. Lightning strikes light up the clouds, then all is dark. Strikes briefly illuminate the couple huddled together in the water.
It's okay, baby. I'm fine. Oh, baby. It's okay. Oh, God, please.
The kingdom comes. I will be done.
Just breathe. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay that it hurts. It's okay that it hurts. It's okay. Oh, God, something's rubbing against my foot. Oh, my God.
Come on, poor.
It's big. It's a big one.
It's such a big, I feel it.
A shark swims past them.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Shit. Behind you. Behind you.
I love you. I love you. Are you alright? Stay still. Alright? Just stay where you are. It's gonna be okay. You hold on. You hold on, Daniel. You don't leave me out here by myself. You promised me. You hold on.
A shark swims head on. The wound oozes.
Ow, my leg!
Daniel! Oh, God.
The sun rises through a scattered trail of clouds, casting a beam across the empty ocean surface. A waterfall pours at a pool. Doves peck the ground. On the boat, buoys lie on the deck. Oxygen tanks line the sides. Davis jogs onto the deck and grabs an oxygen tank before noticing something beneath the bench. Daniel's rumpled mesh bag sits there. With a furrowed brow, he grabs the bag and unzips it. He removes Susan and Daniel's diver ID cards. He remembers the couple laughing on the boat. He looks at the cards and runs off the boat. He sprints down the dock. An employee knocks on a hotel room door.
Hello? Hello? It's the manager, hello?
He produces a key. He enters the room, finding luggage. Waves toss in the open ocean. Wearing a blank expression, Susan cradles Daniel's unconscious body. She nuzzles his face. Her tired eyes turn on him. Helicopter blades start to spin. 8:55 a.m. The chopper soars through the air. A seaplane takes off from the water. Half a dozen boats head out to sea. The chopper pilot searches the water below him. The couple tosses on the ocean plain. With a broken expression, Susan caresses Daniel's face. She kisses him, then checks his pulse. Her face crumples and she squeezes her eyes shut. She removes Daniel's scuba pack from his lifeless body. She releases him and watches as he drifts away on his back. Clutching his buoyant gear, she looks around the open water. The chopper flies across the sparkling ocean. Boats fan out across the water. An officer stands on a stopped patrol boat. Above, the chopper whizzes by. Susan treads water. Daniel's corpse floats a few lengths behind her. A shark's fin breaches the surface, then disappears. Susan turns and looks at Daniel's corpse. The corpse dunks, then is pulled beneath the surface. Susan watches, drifting away from Daniel's gear. Dipping briefly, she sees the water is full of sharks. Fins splash the water where Daniel used to be. Susan peers about. An open-mouthed shark breaches the surface. She looks around, terrified. Fins surface beside her. Sharks crowd the water. Two splash up next to her and fight. Sharks surround Susan below and on the surface. A dozen of the giant fish's bodies intertwine. They pass beneath her kicking flippers. Susan's chin rests on her shoulder strap. She peers around in a daze. Susan removes her scuba pack, allowing it to drift away. She takes off her snorkel and dives. The pack floats across the undulating ocean surface. Fade to black. A motorboat pulls into a port. Credits, written, directed, and edited by Chris Kentis. On the dock, a rope hoists a shark.
So what was the final weight on it?
213.
Produced by Laura Lau. Shot by Chris Kentis and Laura Lau. A man puts the shark on its belly.
Hey, look, give me a nice close-up jaw shot
here. He holds the jaw open and someone snaps a photo. Associate producer Estelle Lau.
How's that? Good?
He rolls the shark on its back and carves off its pectoral fins. Starring Blanchard Ryan and Daniel Travis with Saul Stein, Michael Williamson, Christina Zanaro, John Charles. More credits follow. He hoses blood off the shark, then slices its belly open. Guts ooze, then spill onto the dock. He cuts open the shark's protruding stomach. He pulls a fish head from the gash in the fleshy pink sack, then removes Daniel's camera.
Check it out.
Man,
they really do eat anything. I wonder if it works.
He sets the camera beside the carcass. Fade to black. Copyright 2004 Plunge Pictures, LLC. All rights reserved. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by John Gray, and narrated by Tansy Alexander.